I don't know if you guys know this, but I almost got the entire ticket kicked out of Radio Row. Kicked out of the Super Bowl.
No way!
And surprisingly, not for doing anything bit-wise. Not sticking a mic in front of anyone's face or anything like that.
Hmm.
That story in just a moment. The first security-related story I want to tell you is how Giorgio and I thought we were kicked out of media night.
This was amazing.
Opening night. George and I are standing together, and we had already interviewed a few players and done some bits. And an NFL security guy comes over to me and looks at my credential and says, "It's what I thought. I'm going to have to ask you to leave." I happen to be rolling on this. I don't know how intelligible this is.
And I was walking by and saw this, and I said, "Well, what did he do?"
But we will listen to it, and if we can't make out what it said, you and I will have to recount it.
Yeah, I'm kind of right here. Just a second. I'm going to have to get out of here.
Okay.
We're wet now.
Yeah, we're going to head back out.
Okay. All right.
Well,
you're going to have to come to
what's that?
We're going to have to escort you out of here today.
Why is that?
Well, I'm going to tell you because I'm...
So right there, I'm freaked out because I had asked, you know, I'd already done that interview with... what was his name?
Wilson.
Marvin
Wilson.
Marvin Wilson. And, you know, had asked some serious, you know, pretty risque questions and so on. So I'm thinking it's that. But then he looks at George and says that he's going to take George out, too.
I said, why? I said,
and I knew George hadn't done a risque interview with anyone. And then we find out why this guy's doing it.
He won. I think you guys should.
That's me cussing. So he was a P1 that was working security there.
His name was Bo.
Bo, yeah. And he knew us, but man, he played it straight-faced, and I thought I was out.
Yeah, I did too. He was really a good actor, and I guess he did this to, he did it to you too, Donnie?
No, he did the same thing to Corby.
Yeah.
He was looking for Dan. He stopped Jake and myself and said, "Hey, I've been searching around trying to, you know, fake kicking people out, so where's Dan?" Like, he spared us because he definitely could have done the same thing as Jake and I, just walking, and he stopped us.
I heard Corby tell that story too, and I thought, as Corby is telling me the story, oh, they've got Corby on a blacklist,
yeah,
from all those halftime press conferences. Uh-huh. Where he asked those questions. So I bought it, as Corby was telling me. I was like, "Oh my God, you got kicked out?"
Here was the other thing that sold it. He was on his radio going, "Yeah, KTCK. Yeah,
really?
Got him here.
Yeah, I got him here.
I want to make sure it's right.
Gordon Keith. Yeah, I got him."
So he was pretending like he was communicating.
Hand up to the ear and everything.
CENTCOM or something like that. So funny. We bought it, and then I said, "Why?" And he says, "I'm a big P1, and can I take a picture with you?" So we took a picture with him. And
he's probably listening right now.
So thanks to
Bo
scaring the hell out of us. Well, then Kat comes up to me yesterday and says, "Hey, listen, NFL security, like the director of NFL security, came and had visited our broadcast location." I was on the air at the time. I think this is during our show. And Kat intercepted him and started talking to him and said, "Hey, after the show, you need to meet with the head of NFL security." And I didn't know what the hell it was about. Part of me is thinking, okay, this another prank? You know, so I'm so glad I almost made the mistake of, "Okay, sir, what do you have to say to me?" And
George with Talk Sport.
Here, yeah. You want to handcuff me?
Oh, am I in trouble, Mr. N? You know, I thought about doing that because I thought it was another P1 prank. So I have to sit down with the guy after the show yesterday, and they had surveillance video of me.
Oh, no. What were you doing?
They had launched an investigation on me that involved not only NFL security, but building security and the Phoenix Police Department.
Really?
Yes.
What are you doing? Are you,
and I just sit
down
over
there. The chair thing?
What? What are you talking about?
He used to do that, didn't he?
He did.
Thank you. You remember that, Donnie?
It's better than wet humming.
He used to take those chairs in our old studio and just go to town.
I was riding a horse.
Did he say wet humping?
No.
Oh,
he said
dear. That, yeah.
No, what's it?
I was like, what is he saying over there? What? So I'm sitting down with the guy. He tells me they have this video surveillance of me, and they need to talk to me because this is such a serious incident that's happened. that if something like this happens again, not only will I be kicked out of here, but everyone with our station will have their credentials revoked.
What in the world?
And I say, well, what happened? He goes, well, you came in and did not go through our security line. You breached our security last night. And this is when we were going to media night. This is when we were, this is on Monday night.
This is at the arena or here?
This is here at the at the media center.
Oh.
And I remembered, as he's telling me this, I remember this happening. I walked in through the exit door.
Okay.
And some guy, it was another media member, said something to me like, wrong door. And I was trying to write down notes that I was going to do at media day, and I'm not thinking. And I'm thinking, what is it? How does he know which door I'm trying to go in?
How does he know we're going the wrong
way?
You know,
I'm, right. I'm not putting it together.
Right.
And I think he's talking about, because in this area there where I went in, there were like four sets of doors. And I thought he meant, you know, I was supposed to go on the far right doors or whatever. But in reality, I was supposed to enter through those metal detectors,
right,
that were about, you know, 10, 15 yards away. And I didn't think about it, and I just absentmindedly walked through the exit doors. Well, as I'm sitting there writing on a pad of paper as I'm going down the escalators, they end up going back and tracking me, and they can't see my credential with their high-res security cameras because I'm blocking them, holding this thing in front of me as I'm writing, as I'm riding down the escalators.
So you look suspicious.
Yes, but they use facial recognition technology to match me to my on-file media picture that the NFL keeps on file.
A couple of other files members probably came up with that.
Right. And so they were able to locate and find out who I worked for, and that's why they came over to our broadcast booth, because they had been doing an overnight investigation involving all these different agencies to try to figure out who breached security.
Wow.
Here at the media center. And the dude, there was also a dude after I had entered that I walked right behind him. He's a security guy. And I walked right behind him onto the escalators, not thinking anything of it. And the head of NFL head of security said, that guy who did not stop you, and it was his job, lost his job.
Oh, no.
Wow. I feel so horrible.
That was my first, going to be my first question. How were you not stopped by somebody?
Gordon Keith.
There was a guy standing right there, and I guess he just saw me walking in, and he sees that I've got a credential,
yeah.
So maybe he was thinking, well, the guy had already gone through security or something.
Yeah, maybe.
So I feel horrible for him. I feel horrible that I put all these people out, and then director of security made sure I knew that how many people had been working on this case and that they'd spent resources on it and everything. So I'm feeling extra guilty. I mean, in the man's defense, and Kat and I haven't been able to track down his name. He introduced himself to me. He was very professional and nice, and you know, listened to what I had to say, and you know, he was good. He was nice.
Yeah,
courteous but firm,
right,
is how I'd describe it. So one feeling I have is complete guilt for this, because not only did I absentmindedly put all of our credentials at risk, this guy has lost his job that I hope he gets back. I hope he can appeal this. And then wasting those people's time looking for me. Second emotion is kind of relieved, because one thing we've always worried about in these situations is NFL security.
Yeah.
Sometimes it feels like the bags aren't quite searched as well as I think they should be.
They're watching.
And all that. But, I mean, here it was. I walked in at a time that wasn't very busy last night, came in, and they took notice of it. And they tracked it down, and they followed up on it, and they made sure it wasn't a threat to the security of this place and these people. So
that's really interesting.
Almost ended the ticket Super Bowl week on night one.
So are we on notice now? If one of us has another slip-up, we're gone?
I believe so. So
damn.
Just make sure you go in through the proper door and scan your credential and do all that stuff.
Yikes.
Whoa.
Yay!